From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta said on Saturday that he and his party were ready for the election that was ordered by the Supreme Court.
We have a problem with our judiciary, but regardless, we respect, but we shall revisit.
Kenyatta also cautioned the Chief Justice not to interfere with the electoral body so the polls could be conducted as soon as possible. It is the second time since the court's ruling that Kenyatta has issued a critical comment in public about the judiciary. Details about the ruling will be released within 21 days. One of Venezuela's most prominent opposition activists said Saturday that her passport was seized and she was barred from leaving the country for planned meetings with leaders in Europe. Bejan Hamdard has the details.
Lillian Tintori posted a photo on Twitter of herself at Caracas International Airport holding a document from migration authorities. The document ordered the seizure of her passport before she was to board an afternoon flight.
No explanation was given, but the move comes a day after she was ordered to appear before a judge Tuesday to answer questions about a large sum of cash found in her vehicle. Russia's foreign ministry on Saturday summoned a United States diplomat to Moscow in order to formally protest the planned search of Russian compounds in America. The Russians called the planned inspection an unprecedented aggressive action and said the U.S. authorities may use it as an opportunity to plant compromising items in the Russian compounds. The U.S. has not said whether it intends to search either of the buildings that are set to close this weekend. For additional information, follow Voice of America on social media platforms. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump sent a letter to Congress on Friday seeking nearly $8 billion in aid for relief and recovery efforts in Texas and Louisiana. The request is considered an initial Harvey relief package. It includes $7.4 billion for the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, and rapidly dwindling disaster aid fund, and $450 million for disaster loans to small business owners. Robert is a resident of Houston and one of several people already trying to get aid.
I'm here to get assistance from FEMA. I've been waiting for 3 days, and they said they're going to help me, and I hope they do. And they can help everybody. They're doing a good job. And Houston is all together, and God bless everybody for this place here.
On Friday, rescuers continued their search for survivors in Texas 1 week after Hurricane Harvey began sweeping through the Gulf Coast region, dubbing unprecedented amounts of rain. The storm has displaced more than 1 million people and claimed the lives of at least 39 others. About 400 people have died in violence in Myanmar's Rakhine State over the past week. According to the government, most of them were Muslim insurgents. Local police in Bangladesh said Friday that bodies were also found floating in a river on the border between Bangladesh and Myanmar. Mohammed Mohiuddin Khan is the officer in charge of Teknaf Police Station.
The 21 dead bodies that were recovered today from the bank of the Naf River in the Karal Kali and Kandopara area of the Teknaf sub-district inside Bangladeshi territory have been buried at a local graveyard following the order of the local administration.
The United Nations says at least 60,000 people have fled Myanmar into Bangladesh, most Rohingya. The United Nations Children Fund says that nearly 16 million children are in urgent need of life-saving support as a result of the catastrophic flooding that has ravaged South Asia. UNICEF said the devastating floods have claimed nearly 1,300 lives and affected more than 45 million people since mid-August. Flooding has occurred for 2 months in India, Nepal, and Bangladesh, submerging hundreds of villages and forcing tens of thousands of people into relief camps. A convoy of Islamic State jihadists is continuing its trip across Syria after getting stuck in the country's eastern region. Most have crossed over into areas controlled by the radical Muslim group near the Iraq border, despite U.S. threats to bomb the group. About 300 militants and their families left the Syria-Lebanon border earlier this week as part of a ceasefire deal stuck between IS, Hezbollah, and the Syrian government. For additional and in-depth coverage, visit VOAnews.com. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.